Pitt County Association of Educators President Lauren Piner says four buses carried more than 200 people from Greenville to the march, which began at the North Carolina Association of Educators headquarters in downtown Raleigh. She says even more Pitt County residents traveled there by car.
ECU professors, we actually have some students and their parents that have told us they were coming, teachers, teacher assistants, there's some principals, administrators, county office staff. It's really a full-on effort from everyone that's involved in education.
Piner has been teaching at South Central High School in Winterville for 7 years. She was among several other South Central teachers at the march. She says she and her colleagues have experienced hardships from inadequate state funding for textbooks and other materials.
So, for example, my textbooks have not been updated since 2006. I teach world history. So President Bush is still president. President Obama hasn't even come around yet. So just some of the things like that. Because we don't have textbooks that are updated, the group of teachers I work with to teach world history, we actually created our own course pack, similar to something you would get in college. And we pay for about half of them to be printed on our own, and then we're lucky that our principal finds money to print the other half.
The demonstrators wearing red shirts crowded the streets leading up to the General Assembly building, where hundreds gathered inside as state lawmakers convened. They say they want legislators to freeze scheduled tax cuts for the wealthy until teacher salaries and per pupil spending reach the national average.
America is going to be the best country again if we invest in our children, and we always have, and we're richer than any country, and we need to do that. The people on top have gotten richer and richer, and they're not trickling it down.
That was David Gold, who teaches art at Parkwood Elementary in Jacksonville. Gold is one of many demonstrators who met with their local state representatives after the General Assembly session ended. Gold spoke with Republican Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown, who represents Onslow and Jones counties. He says Brown defended Republican efforts to raise teacher pay and fund public education.
And I think out of where we were in 2008, he's got a lot to be proud of. But I also think that, you know, we really can and need to do more. The schools are suffering terribly. The children are. We're losing our social workers. We're only a half-time nurse. And that's recently.
As part of this year's budget, Republican state lawmakers plan to give teachers an average 6.2% pay raise. State Senator Brown says that's significant.
$264 million is a lot of money, a 6.2% pay raise. There's not many states that will do that this year. We're looking at other ways that we can help teachers as well. And that will take place through the budget process.
North Carolina Association of Educators President Mark Jewell says the Republican-controlled General Assembly hasn't done enough for public education. He says teacher salaries remain below pre-recession levels when adjusting for inflation, and he says Republican-backed pay raises haven't been evenly distributed.
Many of our most experienced teachers have received no increase since the recession and are actually making less. So we have a broken salary schedule plan. This General Assembly eliminated master degree pay and advanced degree pay. This General Assembly eliminated longevity. This General Assembly created a salary schedule that begins at $35,000 and ends at $51,300. And that is shameful.
Jewell says his organization, which is the state's largest teacher advocacy group, supports Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's education budget proposal. At yesterday's rally for respect, Cooper spoke about his plan, which would give teachers an 8% average pay raise. Cooper has also proposed freezing upcoming tax cuts for the wealthy to pay for the salary increases.
He ran on public education and got him elected, and he speaks about it wherever he goes, and we're proud of the fact that he's making it a priority and that he's urging the General Assembly to say no more corporate tax cuts.
Jewell says if Republican lawmakers refuse to meet their demands, then public educators plan to carry their message to the ballot box in November.
They're going to be out of here really quick going back to campaign, and we're going to make sure that they know that we're not happy on the trajectory that North Carolina public schools are headed to right now, and that November the 6th, we are going to elect pro-public education policymakers in the House and the Senate.
Wayne, Onslow, and Pitt County schools all closed yesterday after hundreds of teachers requested the day off to attend the March for Students and Rally for Respect, which State Capitol Police say attracted well over 10,000 attendees. For PRE, I'm Valerie Crowder.